So why are we allowing mentally ill men to dominate women's sports? Even more importantly, why in the era of Me Too, Time's Up, and Believe All Women are the idiotic experts permeating system-controlled media, why are they militantly insisting that we embrace a wave of mentally ill men as they pretend to be women so they can dominate what used to be women's sports? Why? Why is this happening? Why are the same system-stamped experts and drones constantly blathering on about respecting women while also insisting that we all believe that Bruce Jenner is a woman? Now, before diving further into that, if you appreciate content like this, please subscribe to the channel. This channel is new and requires a lot of my time to get it off the ground. So sharing videos, liking videos, and subscribing to the channel helps a lot. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. All right, now back to the question. Why are we being militantly coerced to accept such obvious anti-truths as Bruce Jenner being a woman, or any other mentally ill man pretending to be a woman? Why are we being pushed, forced, strong-armed in that direction? And when I use words like militant to describe the manner in which the wokesters and the progressives pimping this insanity are doing it, it's no joke. It's not hyperbole. They insist that you agree with and join them in their stark raving insanity. They will not tolerate dissent on even this most obviously idiotic position of theirs, which is itself a revealing point when we stop to notice it. The goal, at the end of the day, isn't necessarily to convince you or me deep down in our hearts that men pretending to be women are actually women. The goal is to get us used to agreeing and going along with whatever they tell us to believe about anything at any given time. The goal is to cement a certain sort of behavior, the kind that makes for the infinitely malleable human resource cattle that the elite abuser class covets. That's why big media, big tech, big government, and big business, all tools of the elite abuser class, are uniformly committed to this approach. They are simply and clearly cultivating the cattle that they want and need. It's no more complicated than that. It's all about obedience and control. And this is the context in which we are now being treated to reports of a mentally ill man slated to participate in women's weightlifting events in the Olympics. I'm going to pick one article that I saw recently posted at Yahoo Sports and written by Henry Bushnell as an example of the laughably Orwellian anti-journalism that has become the norm in elite abuser class-controlled media. The article is entitled, "A Transgender Weightlifter Will Make History at the Olympics. Is Her Inclusion Fair?" And right there in the title, we get all we need to know were the basic competence, intelligence, and honesty of Henry Bushnell and Yahoo Sports is concerned. By referring to the mentally ill man in question as her, Bushnell marks himself in his article as the kind of moronic propaganda that makes gutter-level bilge from the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany days seem quite brilliant by comparison. But this is the norm now in America and throughout the dying West. And why? Well, the first reason, and this might sound too simple or like a cop-out at first glance, but it's not. The first reason is insanity. True cultural insanity. The kind of suicidal cultural death spiral insanity chronicled in Romans 1. Romans 1 is no joke, and it reads like a bio of 21st century America. You should check it out and read it carefully if you really want to know why we're being fed a steady diet of anti-reality sludge by the likes of Henry Bushnell and Yahoo Sports. We're being fed that garbage both as a perfectly predictable component of our Romans 1 descent into pride-fueled madness, and we're being fed this trash by the elite abuser class as a part of God's unfolding judgment on our unrepentant culture, as described in Psalm 2. You really can understand a lot about 2021 America and a lot about Yahoo Sports and Henry Bushnell by reading Romans 1 and Psalm 2. So the next time you or someone close to you, after coming across one of the bajillion articles like this one, begin openly and reasonably wonder why this insanity has become the norm, you should calmly and clearly direct them to those two passages for answers. Romans 1 and Psalm 2 will help answer this question at the most fundamental level. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel. If you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.